Hello everyone, this is Metropolis Days, and in today's video, we will be talking about why Final Fantasy VII Remake's DLC is dumb. But of course, before we get into the reasons why the Final Fantasy VII DLC is dumb, I just want to ask that if you guys do enjoy this content and you would like to see more like this in the future, if you guys could hit that like button and subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any future uploads. And also, you can check out my Anchor and Spotify if you want an audio version of this video only. And without further ado, let's get on to the rest of the video. Now, I'm sure, as you all know, Final Fantasy VII Remake was released on April 10th, 2020, and the recently announced and released DLC was released on June 10th, 2021, which was titled Integrate. And Integrate is a side story to Final Fantasy VII, which goes through the story of Yuffie and what she's doing before she meets up with the rest of Cloud and Tifa and the rest of the people from the main game. And when that announcement trailer came out, it was awesome. The design changes for Yuffie were really cool. I love her hoodie thing that she wears that's designed and inspired by Amoogle. And I think they really nailed the design for her, especially in this remake style that they chose for this game. And it really blends in well with the rest of the main characters' designs as well, in my opinion. And as I went through the trailer and was watching it and was loving every single thing that I saw, the new combat, the new character you can play as and how they're different from the characters from the main game, and what the limit breaks were gonna look like, it was super cool. Which was when we got to the end of the trailer and we got the announcement date. And usually at the end of those kind of trailers, they put the consoles that it'll be available on. Of course, we knew it was a Sony exclusive. But at the bottom, of course, it only said PS5. And that's what my main point is gonna be about for the rest of this video. Now, console exclusives are great. I'm totally fine. I own a PS4 and I played almost all of Final Fantasy VII Remake. I haven't finished it yet, but I plan on it. And when I saw this DLC announcement, I got super excited. I was gonna go back and play the rest of the game and be able to follow what's happening. But then myself and many others got extremely angry when we saw that it was going to be a PS5 exclusive. Even at the beginning of the trailer, when it said captured on PS5 hardware, I get they want to show like the best version of it, but I had a thought in the back of my mind saying, oh, well, what if it doesn't release on PS4? It's only on PS5. And of course, it wasn't until end of the trailer, which my fears became true. I get it if it's a brand new game like Final Fantasy 16. I believe it's only coming out for PS5. And that's different because that's a whole different game. That's a whole completely brand new game. They have to build that from the ground up. But if you're doing something that's a DLC, that's completely different. Because this DLC is just taking assets and mechanics and using the same graphics of the original game, which came out on PS4. So there's only really one reason why they would only release it on a PS5, and that would be to try to sell more consoles. But unfortunately for Sony, they haven't been keeping up with the PS5 demand and all the scalpers that decided to buy every single console that was ever produced and try to market $1,000 for something that should only be costing $500 to $400, which is insane. If I could financially afford buying a PS5 and there was plenty out there in the wild, then I would totally go and do it. But the fact is, I cannot afford it, and even if I could, I can't find any to buy in the wild at all anyway. The only one I've seen in person was in a display case, and I'm surprised that wasn't stolen either. And I get it, it's not entirely Sony's fault, but they still hold some of the blame for not having that much in stock, considering it's a brand new console that you released all the way back in November, and people still can't buy it. It's still not in stock anywhere. If you want one, you pretty much had to sit on the website and just try it and click order before they went out of stock when it came out back in November, or you had to be a really big content creator and get sent one by Sony, which unfortunately is how a lot of people got theirs, but that's still only like a 5% of people that got them. And it's making the PS5 suffer in its game sales and the rest. So I don't know why they decided to just not release it for PS4, especially now since it came out in June and people still don't have PS5s. Like, it's just crazy to me that if it was back in November when the DLC released, that would be different. Then you can release it on PS5 exclusively. That's different because you want to sell the new console. But this came out last month and there's really no excuse. They know the situation with people not being able to find PS5s, and yet they still decided to try and use that to sell the console, even though there's no consoles to sell because there's none in stock anywhere. And I know this video has been more of a rant than anything, but I just wanted to put my opinion out there at why this is not a review of Final Fantasy Intergrade, because the only reviews out there are people that have been supplied a PS5 and the game, or at least just the game because they already have PS5, which unfortunately is not a majority of people. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be a long while, at least maybe another year, before Sony actually gets everything off the back burner and starts producing more PS5s. So people can find them. Now that's pretty much all I had for this video. And again, if you guys like this video and you want to see more content like this, you can hit the like button and subscribe to see more content like this in the future. See you guys and have a good one.